This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and
Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Ah, yes, rolling right along here on this Monday morning. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mikey B, Pete the Body across the way. AB, your updates. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, at Mark Malusis. 206 on Sirius XM and the Sirius XM app. And we kick off this third and final hour, and coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Richard Cho, a former Hornets general manager, and now he's got a food website. He's a foodie as well, BigTimeBites.com. But we'll talk a little NBA playoffs with the former executive from the Hornets here in a little bit. But with that being said, Taz, and we kick it off with the NBA playoffs in this segment, LeBron and the Cavs are alive and well following their 104-100 victory last night in Indiana, down 2-1, even up the series at 2 games apiece. And if you expected a spectacular James performance, well, that's exactly what you got. 32 points on 22 field goal attempts, 13 rebounds, 7 assists. Hit those 32 points without hitting a three-pointer in the course of the game. So LeBron James was clearly in attack mode. Indiana made it, trailed by 15, 16 points late second quarter. Made it, actually took the lead early fourth quarter. But as LeBron emphasized after the game, you know what, they just they were able to offensively execute just better and get the job done down the stretch.
Well, I always talked about the best teacher in life is experience, and we was able to experience that in game three and not just falter like we did in game three tonight when they made a run. We still made shots, we still executed, and we're still able to close out a quarter, you know, not as great as we would like to, but we didn't lose the lead. And, you know, they went up one with Booker's free throws in the fourth quarter, but after that, we was just able just to kind of stay at bay, continue to execute, and continue to play.
It's like we said earlier, it's nice to hear LeBron say we.
Yes.
We, not I.
And that's what he got last night as the Cavs, which Adam Silver's smiling this morning, and the TV executives are smiling this morning because a LeBron-less Eastern Conference playoffs, and I know the elimination was not on the line last night, but down 3-1, if they should have lost that game in Indiana, you would certainly like the Pacers' chances better than that. Now the series not up at 2-apiece going back to Cleveland for a game five. But the NBA, you might have a changing of the guard here, and I think eventually you will. I don't think the Cavs are going to get to the NBA Finals, Taz. We talked about that last week. However, the NBA does not want James out of the playoffs this early.
No, they definitely don't. I mean, I thought for sure there was going to be a situation where they're playing in Indiana, and I thought the Pacers would win this game here. It didn't happen, as we said. You know, they lost 104-100. But, yeah, no, you're right. The NBA, the last thing they want is LeBron not in the postseason here and excelling or just playing because he is the gravitating force for ratings. So, I'll tell you what. I think that we talked about it last week, like you just said. I do think that the Cavs aren't going as deep as people think this year.
And here's the Pacers head coach, Nate McMillan, after the loss.
We talk about being calm out there and being poised and being clear about what we want to do on both ends of the floor and playing connected basketball. You know, so those are the things we need to do. We need to calm down and execute when we're out on the floor. And we need to be connected. You play that game together, and you play for each other. And I didn't think that we were connected out there tonight.
Talk about a team in a pressure cooker. How about the Toronto Raptors as they follow the Washington Wizards 106-98, Taz? The Wizards trailed by 11 at the half, outscored Toronto by 19 in the second half. Raptors with all the pressure in the world in this one, coming in as the favorite with a down Cleveland team, not as talented, a banged-up Celtic team. Everyone thought this is the year for the Raptors to get themselves to the NBA Finals. Now they're tied up at two games apiece as the Wizards down 2-0. Win both games at home. It's been a series that's been dominated by the home team, but we're not up at 2-0. Now it's a best of three series. 2 home games still for Toronto, but best of three the rest of the way with the series tied up after 4 games.
Yeah, this was a fun game to watch. I mean, Wizards came out on top, obviously, at home. And, it was nerve-wracking for anybody rooting for the Wizards because when Beal, when he got basically tossed out on the fouls at the end of towards the end of the game, everyone's like, oh, God, oh, no. And he was freaking out, was Beal, but it didn't matter. Wizards won the game anyway.
Yeah, and how good was John Wall for the Washington Wizards?
Oh, man, 27.
He has 27 points, right. The 14 assists, the 6 rebounds, playing 43 minutes, did everything to help the Wizards win the game.
I guess you basically say we just got a lot of fight in us. I mean, a lot of people, we go down 2-0, a lot of people write us off saying we can't win a game. We're going to get swept. When the pressure's on us, we like to step up to the plate. It's not a good position to be in, to put yourself in a lot of times, but we've shown that we can step up to the plate when the time is right.
Yeah, they believe, and now they've put the pressure, and this is where you want Washington to put the pressure on Toronto, Taz, because of the expectations. And sometimes those react well, sometimes those don't. You've seen Toronto in the past when the pressure's been on. When you look at Lowry, DeRozan, that crew, they've not reacted well when they've been in the pressure cooker. So the Washington Wizards, even though 2 of the next 3 games are on the road in Toronto, should this go 7 games, for the Raptors, all the pressure in the world, number 1 seed, everyone expect him to beat Washington. Now it's tied up at 2 games apiece, and this is what Washington can use that pressure to their advantage.
I agree. You could watch, if you watched how both teams play as an overview, the Wizards play looser, man. They're playing a much looser style because, to your point, Moose, the pressure's on Toronto.
Yeah, and here's the Raptors head coach, Dwayne Casey.
This is tougher because I thought we had it under control. We had, again, some turnovers, and we had the lead, some unfortunate turnovers, untimely turnovers, and that's why it stings a little bit more. But, again, nobody said it was going to be easy. I said that after game 3, and we just got to bounce back. And now, you know, neither team has won on either team's court, and until you do that, it's a series. So we got to go home, take care of home, and come back here and play better.
Yeah, and I get that message. You don't like the fact that the head coach is saying, I thought this one was in control. And when we talk about pressure, that's where you look at the uncontested turnovers, right? When you're having empty possessions, when you're not taking care of the basketball, and you're allowing the other team to gain momentum. Toronto had this one in control, up 11 at the half on the road, right? Washington out-executed them down the stretch. The Raptors scored. Think about this. Toronto and Washington in the second half scored 66 points. Think about that.
Crazy.
66 points. Toronto scored 47 in the second half. I mean, they got
outscored. That's a beating right there.
That is a beating in the second half.
Yeah.
Finishing,
yeah,
as far as the Washington Wizards. Another series that's tied up at 2 games apiece is the Milwaukee Bucks, as they were able to hold up home court. Both teams have won both games on their home courts, tied up at 2 games apiece. The Bucks yesterday hold on to the 104-102 victory over the Boston Celtics. Brown played well. Nip and tuck game. Really entertaining game down the stretch.
Great game.
Between Milwaukee and Boston. But now the Celtics go back home having lost 2 straight. And Milwaukee's got a little bit of momentum coming their way. And the Bucks, if you think about it, we talked about the crazy ending in game 1. If Milwaukee was able or didn't have a, you know, you didn't see that if they were able to win that game, they would be up 3-1 in this series. It's not a case that the Bucks have been completely outclassed. This series is tied up at 2, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I didn't expect this to happen. I definitely thought, and I think, I don't want to speak for you, but we were kind of on the same page with the Celtics here.
Correct.
It didn't happen in Milwaukee at the Bradley Center, which, by the way, is a beautiful arena. I've been there many times.
Yeah,
just let you know.
There.
Well, a real quick side note, has nothing to do with basketball, but has something to do with food.
Okay.
Okay? The best catering that I've ever had, like usually when you go and you work like on Raw, SmackDown, you work in these big arenas.
I'm not familiar.
No, you go and you have catering at the company supplies catering for the wrestlers and for the production people. The best catering in all the arenas in the United States that most of us will say, including me, is Milwaukee, is the Bradley Center.
What?
I can't explain it. The cooks that they have.
Give me a little feel of what's on the menu.
Dude, it's like going to a wedding. When you walk in there, they have like a carving station. They have like the whole, it's a buffet. It's a carving station. They have a salad bar. It's not just like sternals, but like, all right, there's some chicken breast, there's some chicken palm, there's some potatoes, there's some pasta.
So there's a lot of different stations.
Oh, my God. It's it's like going to a wedding.
When you were working for the WWE as a broadcaster for Raw, were you a big pregame guy eating?
Oh, I was eating at all times. Absolutely.
At all times.
I was just
curious.
But so you have a lot of prep. You do a lot of prep.
Did it make you drowsy at all?
No, I just guzzle coffee. I just pound coffees like crazy. And
You went carving station, potato, pasta, and tremendous food.
Bro, I did take naps, though, during the day because you get there early. And you're right. I used to eat a lot, and then I'd go have maybe some like a bowl of au gratin potatoes, then go into the training room. I'd lay on one of the tables. And I'm like, Taz, you need treatment? No, I'm just resting. And I was retired at that point as a wrestler. And the other guys are getting their ankles taped. Dude, get off the table!
You're like snoring.
Leave me alone. I'm snoring.
Give me
drooling.
A blanket and a pillow.
I'm not kidding. I used to do it all the time.
That's fantastic.
It's a true story.
That's a tremendous scene.
I would just take one of the tables.
It's good to know. Milwaukee, great food.
Yeah, not just an excellent performance by the Bucks yesterday in the Bradley Center, but their food is tremendous.
Here is Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, on the chemistry.
The most important thing, we trust one another. You know, sometimes I think that thing is missing. But today, no matter what happened, we trusted one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
Yeah, and they came away with the victory, which, you know, we have to give a little credit because oftentimes, Taz, you and myself, we pat each other on the back.
No.
When we get some things right. Yeah, we do. Prognostication, when we're wrong, we like to bury it. But after the Bucks rallied from two games to none down to even up the series, it brings about a quick memory lane.
Ah, the memories. Let's take a stroll down memory lane with Taz and the Moose.
Can my Celtics sweep the Bucks? Can they? I think they can. Will they? I don't. You look at the game tonight in Milwaukee, I think this is the circle the wagons game for the Milwaukee Bucks. And Vegas always knows to an extent. I think Boston wins the series. I think Milwaukee wins the game tonight.
Tipped up and in! Giannis tips it! 104-102. Bucks lead. 5 seconds to go in the game.
I like Boston to sweep. I do. And correct me if I'm wrong, there's someone in the studio right now who nailed the point spread and everything on the Pacer game the other day, correct?
You nailed the margin of victory for Cleveland.
Thank you. Damn right, son.
3 seconds. Morris lifting for the jumper. No good! Horn sounds! Bucks win!
All you people up in Beantown, don't worry about it. Your green and white will be victorious. They will dominate, and the Greek freak will take his Bucks and go away.
Mark the tape.
Yeah, that's it. Mark the tape. Memory Lane Jones coming next week. Let me just hold on.
I like the Bucks to win both games.
Well, excuse me, sir.
Sorry.
Was Bisseglia.
See, that part had unbelievable.
Right at the end. Bisseglia.
I like
the Bucks to win both games, and he put his finger up, right? Like, basically, I'm making that declaration. And you got to give Mikey B a little credit. He was correct.
Got to give him some credit.
Ted Davis, Bucks Radio Network, with the call. So Milwaukee evens up that series, and Mikey B. First time here on the Taz and the Moose. Mark the date down.
We actually give
Mikey
though.
B credit. Mark that date down, Mikey B.
He didn't give, like, I gave the
April 24th.
With the Pacers and the Cavs. I gave the actual point spread. This guy didn't do that. He just, I think the box will win.
Well, correct is correct. There's different levels, but you're right. Correct is correct.
Feel good, Eric. Can I go home?
How about the San Antonio Spurs avoiding the sweep? It's not going to change the direction of the series. Emotional crowd yesterday.
Yeah.
Popovich still not coaching the team. Messina is coaching it for the San Antonio Spurs, a wonderful European coach who's been sitting on that bench for Greg Popovich in San Antonio. But they avoid getting swept by Golden State. It goes back home. It's more of a fait accompli. I mean, San Antonio, and unless Kawhi Leonard walks through that door, is not coming back to win this series, down 3-0. But they don't get swept. They don't suffer that embarrassment. The crowd almost willed them to a victory
yesterday. Oh, the crowd was awesome.
They were absolutely fantastic as Golden State has that series lengthened out, going back home for a game 5 down 3-1.
You know what? Good for the Spurs. And you know what? They got a lot going on there mostly. And obviously, as you mentioned about Pop and the unfortunate passing of his wife of 40 years. They were married, so that's sad. And I'm sure he's proud and happy his team got their victory and didn't get swept. And like I was saying earlier, you just said now the audience in attendance there in San Antonio at the AT&T Center was going bonkers. the whole game, and the Spurs were feeding off of that exuberance that the crowd brought, and they did it. It was great. That was a 12th man feel there, you know?
Yeah, and here's the Spurs interim coach, Edor Messina, after the game.
I think we just need to enjoy a little bit this, try to get some rest tomorrow, get on the plane, and it should be a big game, and we're probably emotionally, we're surely a little bit empty right now, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. And speaking of which, you know, Messina, he was Natalie
great
tired.
Coach, that guy.
Great coach.
Yeah.
Wonderful coach. He really is. And Popovich has had one wonderful assistant after another, and you've seen a lot of them make hay at other stops in the NBA. Did you see what LeBron did for his team? Because you think about the Italian accent,
yes.
You certainly think about, like, you know, the fine Italian.
Like maybe Gucci or Bruno Maglia,
right, or Armani suits,
Ferragamo shoes, which I wear on a regular basis.
Did you see what the Cavaliers showed up with? Right, we talked about last week. Russell Westbrook showed up for the Oklahoma City Thunder game, as they're now down 2-1 in their series against Utah, right? I think it was game one of that series.
Russ.
He was wearing the pale blue suit, no shirt.
Rip Jones.
Right.
It was like a porn star from the 70s.
Right, that's exactly how he was dressed.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Cavaliers showed up for their game in Indiana, and they all looked like the Blues Brothers.
1981, once they were at
right.
Back.
The thin tie, LeBron set it all up.
The black suits, black ties,
white shirt. They look sharp.
Yeah. You know,
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I think it sent a message.
Well, unity. Team.
I'm all about unity. Listen, sir, I can tell you stories about wardrobe and things that I've set up, but then I'll get, it's all about you. But I can tell you things.
No.
So I agree with this.
Let's take a walk down memory lane.
Okay. Here's the thing. The thing I don't like that they did, this wouldn't look Blues Brothers. I love that LeBron set it up. They wore the black suits, the white shirt. They should have worn, pay attention, maroon ties, burgundy ties, the colors of the Cavs, not the black ties. The black ties made it look kind of soft.
I thought it was kind of symbolic. We're heading to a funeral. Bury the Indiana Pacers.
That's not bad. That's a good way to think. Very dark thinking, but I got it. I would have went more of team colors, team unity. And it's a big deal. A big deal. I'll tell you one day about a little something like that.
Would you go red tie, yellow shirt?
Their colors are not. You said the word yellow before. The Cavaliers' colors are burgundy and athletic gold. It's not yellow.
All right.
Yellow is like the streak down Mikey B's back. Yellow.
No.
Yellow, they call it. You beat the body. Oh,
it's a tough statement.
You see Pete?
Even Pete thought that was too much. Which is tough for him to do.
Mikey B's down. I'm kicking him when he's down.
Burgundy,
Mikey B.
Yellow, athletic gold.
Athletic gold. That's what I'm trying to teach you.
Like, thank you. I appreciate it. Athletic gold.
Like the Golden State Warriors, their colors are royal blue and athletic gold. It's athletic gold. It's not yellow.
Okay.
Okay, that's what it's called.
Right,
metallic gold is something like the L.A. Rams' new colors. You know, they're called navy with metallic gold. Don't give me another team. Metallic gold. Like the Saints. The new Saints are black and metallic gold. I'm trying to teach you the color, Pantone colors.
I liked what the Cavs did yesterday.
I would have went team color ties. I like the black suits. I do. But I would have went different.
They look sharp.
They did look sharp.
Imagine being one of that suit had to cost probably LeBron. It probably had to be what?
Yeah, definitely, probably $2,500 a suit for sure. I have many custom suits, sir. When I used to be in the TV business,
obviously, you know, you
I'm not an off the
custom.
Rack guy. Bro.
I'm short with long arms.
Well, I don't like being called short. Maybe I'm vertically challenged, but I don't know why you would call me short. But that's another story.
You said you were short.
I said that I'm not as tall as others. That's a different word.
Not as tall as others with long arms.
Yeah, I have. Right. That's it.
Okay.
Ding. There
Thank
it is.
855-212.
That's me.
Is that correct description of it?
Yeah, I'm like an ape.
All right.
So that's me.
Athletic gold. And
yes.
The proper description of Taz is not as tall as others and extremely long arms.
Massive hands. Thick neck.
All right. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS.
Yep.
No, it's paint a great picture.
855-212-4227.
Yes. We're going to talk a little bit more NBA. Richard Cho is going to join us coming up straight ahead. Former general manager with the Hornets. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Richard Cho, former Hornets, Charlotte Hornets GM, will join us coming up here momentarily. AB is in the house. Final update on our program. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning again. So 3-1, the magic numbers in the NBA yesterday. Three teams avoided that series hole, while one was happy to get there. LeBron and Kyle Korver keying a late 10-2 run after their Cavs blew a 16-point lead to take Game 4 in Indy 104-100. Game 5 of the tied series on Wednesday. A Giannis Antetokounmpo tip-in with 5 seconds left got the Bucks past the Celtics 104-102. John Wall started late to get his Wizards even with the Raptors, 106-98, the final in D.C. Wall finished with 27 points and 14 assists. His head coach, Scott Brooks, knows what all three winners avoided.
You don't want to be down 3-1. It sucks. I've been there before. It's no fun, but if it is, you got to deal with it. But it's much better going 2-2.
This series is back in Toronto on Wednesday. The Celtics and Bucks play in Boston tomorrow night. There's a Game 5 tomorrow night in Oakland because the Warriors could not sweep the Spurs in San Antonio.
It's a good lesson for us, good reminder that you got to bring it. You got to play hard and smart and tough. And we'll do that on Tuesday.
Steve Kerr watched Manu Ginobili score 10 of his 16 points in the fourth quarter.
I know he's old because he was my teammate, and I'm old as dirt. And so if I played with him, he must be old.
The Spurs winning 103-90 once again without head coach Greg Popovich. And it appears that Andrew Bogut is done with the NBA. He has signed with the Sydney Kings of Australia's NBL.
Kind of a hack on your name.
Agreed. Mm-mm-mm. I believe I'm older, so I came first. So shame on him. Bogut last played on New Year's Day for the Lakers. Pittsburgh Penguin winger Jake Gensel scored 4 straight goals yesterday in Philly, only the second time that's happened in playoff history. Gensel taking the Pens from a 4-3 hold to a 7-4 lead, then an 8-5 win, which eliminates the Flyers in 6 games. The Predators knocked out the Avalanche 5-0 in their Game 6 in Denver. Nashville meets Winnipeg in Round 2, while Pittsburgh waits on the Washington-Columbus winner Game 5 tonight in Ohio, with the Caps leading 3-2. The Dodgers rallying to take their rubber game with the Nats last night in L.A. 4-3. In the afternoon, the Astros beat the White Sox in Chicago 7-1. Houston outscored the Sox 27-2 in the 3-game sweep and has won 6 straight overall. And the NFL will reportedly hold a safety summit next Tuesday and Wednesday. High on the agenda is the future of the kickoff, which remains one of the more dangerous plays in the game. Guys?
All right. Thank you, AB. Appreciate it. Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Rich Cho, former Hornets general manager. He's got a new website coming out, new initiative. We'll get into he's a foodie, so we'll get into that as well. Hey, Rich, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Oh, sure. Anytime. How you doing?
What's going on, Rich? What's up, buddy?
You know, Rich, it's interesting how wide open these playoffs are, and they appear to be. Is that refreshing if you're silver in the NBA?
Oh, yeah, I think it just goes towards the whole parity throughout the league. In the West, how tight the standings were up until the end, and I think the East is wide open, too. So it's definitely been fun to watch from a fan standpoint.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking about, if you're looking at fun, fun teams to watch, Rich, I mean, how much fun has the 76ers' evolution been? I mean, are you surprised that it clicked this fast this year?
A little bit. I think a little bit surprised, but at the same time, you know, they got the best big guy, one of the best big guys in the league in Embiid, and really an awesome talent in Ben Simmons. So, those two guys can carry any team. And Brian Colangelo has done a good job of bringing in some good veterans like J.J. Redick there. And so, you know, when they're playing well, and Brett Brown's done a great job there too. So when they're playing well, they're really tough to beat.
With the Cavs and Pacers here not up at 2 games apiece, Rich, do you think this series has all the earmarks of a 7-game series with 3 games to go?
Yeah, I think it'll go 7. The you know, Indy had their chances last night, but Kyle Korver and his two late threes were huge. You know, he hit the first one from the corner, tough shot, and put him up one, and then he hit a second one above the break, and I think that put him up four. And then, you know, some of their role players have been giving him good minutes. Like last night, Jeff Green gave him some really good minutes. He hit a couple shots in the fourth quarter that were huge for them. So I think this will go seven games. You know, they're going to need a bigger game from Victor than he had this last game. You know, Indy is playing with a lot of confidence. They played well against them in the regular season, and I know they probably feel like they let one slip by last night, but they're also going to have to attack the basket, I think, a lot more and get to the free throw line. They only went to the line last night 13 times compared to 26 for Cleveland.
Hey, Rich, so obviously the Pelicans, they wanted to send the series. They swept Portland. What went wrong in Portland in the postseason here, in your opinion?
You know, Portland had a great regular season, and you know, it looked like they were going to have a nice postseason. They won 13 in a row, but I think it was just came down to two. There's New Orleans stars, Anthony Davis and Holiday, just played better than Portland stars, and it was too much Anthony Davis. They couldn't stop him at all, and so, you know, it was kind of surprising that Portland's got swept. I thought they'd put up more of a fight. But, you know, being a previous Portland GM, that didn't disappoint me. So, but New Orleans, you know, tipped their hat off to them. And Dell Demps has done a really good job there. He brought in Meritage there at midseason, and he gave him a big lift during the series.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you look at the way Davis, I mean, he's an absolute monster, Rich. I mean, when he's going off, he's one of the, you know, top handful of players in the entire sport. I mean, that's how special of a player he is. And if he gets the consistent guard play, that New Orleans team is going to be a really, really difficult team to deal with.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, they're playing with a ton of confidence. You can just tell they're playing with some swagger. Jrue Holiday is a great two-way player. And they're going to be tough to beat. They're going to give somebody some problems.
You know, when you look ahead here, let's look at some matchups tonight, right? Rockets and T-Wolves. You know, Taz and I have, you know, we've enjoyed watching Houston play all season long. T-Wolves bounced back with a nice Game 3 performance where their offense was there. What are you reading to what Mike D'Antoni is talking about his team being a little bit of an offensive rut? They've not shot the ball well here through the first three games. They've gutted their way to a 2-1 series lead. Rich, if you're a Rocket backer, how concerned are you, not just the rest of this series, but where this Houston team is, where they did not really emphasize any sort of rest down the stretch?
Actually, I wouldn't be that concerned. You know, their offense is going to come, I think, They need to actually buckle down more defensively. During the regular season, they were the sixth best defensive team in the league, and were also sixth in defending the three. And this last game, they let Minnesota go 15 for 27 from beyond the arc, so they can't let that happen again. But I'm not too concerned about Houston.
You think Houston bounces back with a win tonight, Rich?
Yeah, I think they'll bounce back.
I agree. I think you're right about that. What about if we shift over to the Thunder and the Jazz? You know, Utah leads 2-1 in the series. I'm a big fan, Rich, of Russ, like a lot of people are. But Mitchell's also this kid's a stud for Utah. Break this down for us.
Well, I think this is a great series. You know, Utah, along with Philly, he's probably playing the best basketball in the league entering the playoffs. They won 29 out of the last 35 games. They had the second best defense in the league behind only Boston and the fifth best net rating. They've got one of the best coaches in the NBA, Quinn Snyder, who
I think along with Dwayne Casey and Brett Brown should be among the front runners for Coach of the Year. Dennis Lindsay, the GM, has done a great job, you know, drafting Mitchell. And then they had the midseason trade where they brought in Jay Crowder. So they're a tough team to play. They play both ends of the floor. And I think it's going to be a battle with OKC. I don't know how the rest of that series is going to go. It's going to be a dogfight, though.
You know, a final one from us here, Rich, is Toronto, right? How about them dealing with the pressure now that they're facing? Series not up at two games apiece. Number one seed in the East. Expectations that this is their year to make it to the NBA Finals. Cavs not as good as years gone by. What about this Raptors team reacting to the pressure they're now facing?
Well, I think, you know, I think the first thing is, you know, they're playing a tough team in Washington. Even though they're an eighth seed, I think they're better than that. They finished 43-39, but, you know, John Wall missed 41 games this year, so they could have easily won over 50 games and maybe even got home court. The other piece is that Toronto typically has a big advantage in the backcourt with Lowry and DeRozan. And against the Wizards with Wall and Beal, they don't have that advantage. And Washington's hard to beat when John Wall is sharing the ball and gets his teammates involved. And so far in this series, he's had 14 or more assists in three of the games. And in the other game, he had nine assists. So I think this series is going to go seven games.
You know, Rich, tell us a little bit about, you know, your former GM of the Hornets, executive in the NBA, longtime executive in the NBA. Now you got a new entity coming out. Tell us a little bit about TastyBites.com.
Big Time Bites.
Big Time Bites. I apologize. BigTimeBites.com. So it's like a scouting report for different foods and restaurants across the country, correct?
Yeah, it's a food website where all my reviews are called scouting reports. And it's pretty unique in that it's dish-based instead of restaurant-based. So, you know, like other sites like Yelp and TripAdvisor, they're restaurant-based. This is dish-based, and the reason is because when I go to a particular city, I'm looking more for a particular type of dish. Like if I go, say, to Chicago, maybe I'm looking for a great burger, or if I go to Boston, I'm looking for a lobster roll. So it's dish-based instead of restaurant-based. The other thing is any user that comes to the site can put in their own scouting report, and we have a rubric rating system for each dish.
Rubric? Wait, you said, like, what is that? It's like a food rating thing? What is that?
No, like we have a rating system. There's five ratings. Rotation, starter, all-star, franchise, and Hall of Fame.
Ah.
So there's a rubric, meaning like a kind of like a table of definitions for each rating, so everyone's working off the same page.
Nice.
Wow, it's a very cerebral way to go into eating. I like this, Rich. Now, a lot of thought put into this.
Rich, now either you back it up, maybe me. Now, I'd imagine you've taken, as an executive in the NBA, trips to Milwaukee, correct?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so my co-host here, when he was a broadcaster, when he was an analyst for the WWE, said that Milwaukee had the best pregame food of any arena that he's ever walked in.
True story.
You're a foodie. Can you speak to the Milwaukee Bucks and that building on how their pregame meal? Great meal or no?
You know, I don't even remember it. So it couldn't have been too memorable, but I'll take his word for it.
Hold on, Rich. Hold on, Rich. But you guys were the enemy. You're the Hornets going in. Not going to give you good food. You guys are the enemy when you went in there.
Yeah, well, usually I'm looking for good food in the, you know, I'll search around for good food in the arena. So next time I'll definitely try and find it.
No, they do. Their catering services are awesome there. Trust me, they really are. Well, good luck with everything, man. Yeah. It sounds great.
Hey, Rich, we'll check out the site, BigTimeBites.com. Rich Cho, a former Hornets GM, longtime NBA executive. Rich, great talking a little NBA with you, all right? Best of luck with the new venture. Okay. We'll do it again soon, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right, Rich, thanks, buddy.
BigTimeBites.com.
He's a Charlotte Hornets guy. He's going to go in there to Milwaukee. They're not going to give him the good food. Yeah, buddy, yours is over at the concession stand. Go get yourself a brat over there. We're going to brat Milwaukee.
Play it up a little bit. You know what? Yeah, you're right. Taz was correct. Food was great. He goes, not so memorable.
Not too much.
I can't remember a Milwaukee meal.
Because, you know what? Next time we have anybody from the business on WWE, he'll tell you. Not a guy from the Hornets. They're not going to help
him. I trust you.
Listen, Moose, I don't know a lot about a lot of things. I know money, cigars, and food.
I look forward to our spread on Thursday night for the draft.
Well, I know I'm going to eat before I come here. I have a whole thing lined up at the hotel that I'm at. We have a whole thing at the conference room spread out. We have a whole little catering thing set up. Some of my people are
going to go.
No, that's true. We're having a little pregame, pre-draft show. You can't come, no. Only guests at a hotel.
That's honestly.
Your buddy John from Orange, by the way, he tweeted something at PatsNation15, which is disturbing to even read the name of that tag. He's got a photo. It says outside view of the Moose Hotel for Thursday and Mikey B. And it looks just, he tagged you on this, Moose. Yeah. So it's one of your friends, so you'll retweet this.
Well, I retweeted it already.
Oh, you did already. Yeah. See how it goes.
And I retweeted the poll and I voted.
All right. You did vote.
Okay. I did vote.
And I voted.
Did you read Chef Mike's tweet, by the way?
I blocked him.
No, I didn't.
I'm joking. I didn't block him.
You muted him.
I didn't mute him. I didn't see it, though. I have a plethora of tweets that come in, dude. It's
we
crazy.
Love Chef Mike.
I'm very popular. You know that.
So it'll be me and Mikey B will be dining alone on Thursday night.
Yo, I got a big shindig lined up. That's why.
So. Mikey B, do you eat pizza?
I enjoy pizza, yes, very much.
Maybe we'll get a couple pies.
Sounds great.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, well, good luck you and Mikey B sitting around each other eating a slice of pizza. You know what I mean? Two stiffs.
That's not nice. Nasty statement right there. It's a nasty statement.
That's how I am. You know, I laugh at you. I kick you while I'm down.
Enjoy the foot massage at your bougie motel.
I'll take pictures. We'll do a little Instagram video.
Taz and the Moose with you. Leftovers next. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Tina in San Diego. Can OKC even up their series tonight versus Utah? They can. Question is, will they? Utah's been a better team in the series.
No, there's no doubt about it. They have been. I don't shy away. I just pick. And between Melo, Westbrook, I got to go to Thunder. I'm going with Thunder.
Yeah, well, if they don't win tonight,
Want me to give you a point spread?
5.5 is the spread. Utah's a 5.5-point favorite. They were a 5.5-point favorite game 3 as well.
And the game is in Utah.
In Utah. 10:30 tip tonight.
Utah's given how much? 5.5?
5.5.
All right, I'll take the Thunder.
Plus the points.
Of course, and I'm going to win. Mark it down.
Okay.
What about you?
I took the Thunder plus the points in game 3. Didn't work out so well.
Don't worry about the past. Worry about the future.
I understand. I would probably, if I was going to take a team, I would take Oklahoma City plus the points. But Utah, with that caveat speaking, Utah's been the better team in this series.
Yeah.
And that big three, they look miserable.
They do look miserable.
I mean, they met the media the other night.
They
Paul
did
look- George, Westbrook, and Carmelo.
Mello, yeah.
They did not look. I know it's coming off a loss. That did not look like a group unified. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day.
I don't think I should have. I don't think I should have picked. I shouldn't have. I'm sticking with it.
No, stick with it.
I'm a Westbrook guy. And Paul George and Melo, Stephen Adams, giant man with a beard. You can't go wrong. I mean, I'm going with them. Man, I'm just surprised they're getting 5.5, the Thunder.
I mean,
I understand it. The Jazz have been a better team, and I know that they're home and Thunder's down. But, 5.5. All right, well, I'm taking it with the points.
Chef Mike just tweeted us, no need for pizza Thursday. He's working on Thursday night. He'll be in the kitchen. 5-minute walk.
Oh, so wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Hold on a second.
Chef Mike said we don't need to order pizza, that if we'd like to, we can come to City Vineyards and get a meal.
I don't have time to go to City Vineyards, but if City Vineyards wants to come to me, then that's a different story. I'll be show prepping. I don't have time to run around to restaurants. If you want to, I have a party set up, a pre-show party before the draft special at the hotel. You'll be in a different hotel, Moose. We've established this.
Yes.
So I'll be there eating there. And then I will eat here. But if City Vineyards comes to the station, then I would be more than likely. I appreciate that the invite. So basically you're saying Chef Mike invited us
over to City Vineyards for dinner.
But I mean, I'm busy. I got pregame stuff to do.
I know you're busy. Maybe Mikey B and I will have a nice little dinner.
I'll be training also. I got to get my work out. What's that? Oh, you guys. Oh, yes.
We're staying at the same hotel.
That's right. And it's actually near
Mikey
City
B
Vineyards.
Wants to check in early so he can get his pre-show nap, show nap.
I'd like that.
It's the only thing I respect about Mikey B, and I told him this when I first met him. On his Twitter handle, I'm not looking at it right now, but I always look at yours, Moose. I check yours.
I know you do.
Yes, I troll yours at all times.
I know you do.
But Mikey B has something like, always looking for my next nap, he says in his, and I respect that, because with this day part that you do, he's right, brother. I'm always looking for a nap, too.
I don't disagree. Let's get to some leftovers.
It's time now to dig into some leftovers with Taz and the Moose. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, here we go.
After the stunning performance from Giannis Antetokounmpo on Sunday.
Wow, he just said that. You heard that? Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
He went to get tacos. That'll be the only thing I say correctly here.
Yeah, I know.
He went to get tacos at a local cantina in Milwaukee, waited 10 minutes, couldn't get served. How does that happen?
How does that happen? That's hideous, horrible, and an outrage. How does that happen? The Greek freak. And why is the Greek freak going to get tacos in Milwaukee?
So 10 minutes away, he couldn't get served?
Couldn't get served. A tweet went viral showing him waiting, and the restaurant has apologized.
Was he at a Chipotle chip, as we call it? Another great brand, by the way.
No, it was a Bel Air Cantina in Milwaukee.
Oh, a local joint, as they call it. Local joint.
That sucks.
Yeah, that really does suck. Giant man, big star from the Bucks. And
comes in for some tacos. Get the man some tacos.
Get that kid in the front of the line. Give him a big-ass taco. Was he looking for the soft or the hard, Mike?
My sources say the hard.
Yeah. I know that's the way you go when we get tacos.
All right. Well,
I like more of a soft taco than a burrito. Next.
Please, next.
And final one
love
from
God,
me.
Please, next.
Do you think Jim Harbaugh is making a conscious effort to be less in the media and be out there this offseason?
They barely hear from him now. He's wearing the khakis.
He's
got the glasses look, right? Old school Harbaugh. Here's the problem with Harbaugh. He's having trouble recruiting players. He's getting out-recruited. Alabama, Ohio State, the upper echelon programs. He's not getting the big-time players to Michigan. It's all about the talent.
Yeah, and you're right. But if he wins, let him win a couple of games early in the season, and you watch how homeboy is back in the media forefront. I promise he'll say something on Twitter. He can't help himself. This guy is he loves the spotlight. I hate people like that. He's a ham. You know what I mean?
He is that. To the victor go the spoils. Mikey B, you were correct on Milwaukee. Tonight, both NBA games. Who do you like? Houston, Minnesota.
Whoa, I missed something. This is leftovers. What are we doing here?
We're done with it. It was it.
Wait! What do you mean we're done?
Everything else.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Next!
Houston, Minnesota.
I love Houston, and I love the Jazz tonight.
I didn't get the
Jazz
memo
are good
on this.
And nobody knows it. They're really good.
They're really.
I can't wait to be right. The Thunder, when the Thunder dominates. I cannot wait
there
for the
go.
Thunder
you know
to dominate.
We are done.
I guess so. That was a really quick Taz, leftover.
Great show.
Yeah, thank you, Moose.
Mikey B, fantastic. Feel better.
Thanks, Moose.
Feed the body.
Thanks,
thank
Moose.
You. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
You like burritos?
No. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.